News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There has been a massive jump in complaints about potholes right across the country in the last 3 years. Figures obtained by News Talk show a 92% increase in complaints between 2022 and 2024. If you're living in Cork, you were the ones complaining the most about potholes. Our reporter, Stephanie Roan, has been looking at the figures. Stephanie, what can you tell us?
Yeah, so here at News Talk, we've been looking at freedom of information figures with regard to potholes. And we can reveal that over the past 3 years, there were 48,000 complaints about potholes made nationally. Now, as you said, Cork County and Cork City Council recorded the most complaints at 14,000, which is actually three times more than anywhere else in the country, Dublin coming in next. Now, to be fair to people in Cork, it is the largest county. It has the largest road network, so I guess this mightn't come as a surprise to many people. Now, as you know, any councillor worth their salt knows everything and anything there is to know about potholes in their area. It's their bread and butter. And I've been speaking to one Labour councillor down in Cork. His name is John Maher. He's also a sales rep, so he drives a lot in Cork. And he's been telling me how bad an issue potholes are in the county and why.
It's probably like walking on the moon in some cases. That's how bad it is. Number one is that the local authorities across the country are not funded adequately. And secondly, the amount of work being carried out by utility companies and the roads not being restored to a proper standard, in my experience in Cork City Council, has been another factor. And then I suppose the problem is when you have either council not doing a sufficient job or these utility companies not doing a sufficient job, that one pothole is probably in a prominent place, and then you've got so many people hitting it every day, of course the phone call is going to be made, you know, because again, a car is expensive now. And I think when people complain it and then it's not done or not addressed to a proper standard, of course you're going to be frustrated and you're going to keep ringing.
Okay, so obviously a problem in Cork, that's pretty clear. Is there also an issue across the rest of the country, Stephanie?
Yeah, definitely. So Cork is top of the table with 14,000 complaints over the past 3 years. Then we've Dublin, 5,100 complaints. Then Kerry, 4,500. Limerick next with 4,200. And then Meath rounding up the top five with 3,300. Interestingly, the counties that complain the least about potholes are Kildare, Leitrim and Carlow. But look, I think it's fair to say it is an issue right across the country. And if you hit one, it can cause massive damage to your car. We're talking anywhere from €100 to a four-figure sum, depending on the damage. And I've been speaking to Joey Donnelly. He's from Crofton Motors in Kimmage in Dublin. And he says, when you hit a pothole, you have to get it seen to as soon as possible, as you simply may not realise how serious the damage is.
The biggest problem with potholes, as we all know, is that you can't see them until the very last minute. So if you're travelling on a, you know, a national road and the speed limit is 80 or 100 kilometres an hour, at 50 or 60 miles an hour or 100 kilometres an hour, that is a significant speed. And if you only see that pothole, you can't see it from the distance because it generally looks the same colour as the road. So you won't see it until the last minute. And what sometimes happens is sometimes you just do that thing where you close your eyes and you tense everything and you hope it's not too big of an impact. Or some people, you know, might swerve to take action. And of course, swerving when you're driving 100 kilometres an hour is not a good habit either. So it brings in your instincts very, very quickly. And as I said, it can pose quite a significant safety risk. God forbid if you take evasive action and, you know, swerve into an oncoming traffic or into a ditch or whatever, you know. So that is always the biggest problem with potholes, is that car tires and suspension are designed to take regular impact of, you know, normal bumps in the road. But when you've got a flat, smooth surface and then all of a sudden a hole and enough force at play, it can be quite significant.
Okay, quite significant indeed. A serious cost and a safety issue when you're hit when you do hit a pothole, Stephanie.
Yeah, and I actually didn't know this before I started this report. You can claim the damage back from your local authority.
Can you?
Yeah, but like anything, it's a pain. So you have to take a photo of your car, take a photo of the pothole, then you have to prove that someone raised issues with that pothole and it wasn't fixed, so the council is at fault. Then you have to submit this to an insurance company to get it back. So look, it is a bit of time and effort. And I just want to point out a couple of local authorities didn't get back to us with their figures and complaints for various reasons. They either don't collate them and things like that. That's at Mayo, Offaly, Laois and Galway County.
Okay, so let's sum it up. Is the pothole half full or is it half empty?
Look, at first, when I got this, I was like, oh, this is funny. It's not funny. It's actually a serious issue nationally. It's a major, major issue. We said it there, complaints have jumped nationally by 92% in the past 3 years. So it was around 10,000 in 2022, 18,000 in 2023. And then almost 20,000 last year. So it's going up and up. And when it comes to compensating the local authorities, they forked out almost 1 million euro over the past 3 years compensating drivers or cyclists or whoever has hit these potholes. And just to end the report, you know the old adage that like TDs, they shouldn't be focusing on potholes. They should be focusing on serious national issues. Well, the leader of Independent Ireland, TD Michael Collins, he's a deputy for Cork South West, and he says he simply wouldn't get elected if he didn't care about potholes.
When it comes to County Cork roads, it's just a spoon of tar into a hole, and it's gone the next day if it's raining, and people, the same people that rang me are ringing me again saying, Michael, they came out and they done it, yes, but it's back in the same condition again. And, you know, it's very frustrating for taxpayers. And you're right, I'm a national politician, but I have somebody in the office that's dealing full-time with council issues. I have to tell you, the crisis that it is as far as the people of West Cork. And if I ignore the people's cry, I won't be getting a seat the next time, because people do. But would you believe I went to one of the schools when I was canvassing, and I asked the young pupils, what do you think is the most important issue that I admit to date? And I was out maybe 3 weeks at that stage, and they were telling me, was it the war, or was it this, and was it that, and cost of living, and fairness, and everything. I said, no, potholes. They were, what? I said, I'm a national politician, but everybody's onto me about the condition of the road. The condition of the roads, Michael, are shocking. Go down that road, go up that road, this road. You can't travel that road. This is what the people are telling me.
Okay, present our Michael, TD Michael Collins, ending that report there by Stephanie Roan. News Talk will have extensive coverage about potholes and their cost to the state over the course of the day. You can see how it affects your own county. If you want to do that, you can check out newstalk.com. Stephanie Roan, thanks indeed for that report.
Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.